Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoitz, Shin number 112, discussing the topic of Aino'a, a specific discussion of Aino'a Mimomen, mistreating people when it comes to doing business dealings with them. Now, he's going to give examples of things that we have to make sure to avoid in the halachas of Aino'a. And of course, we just finished our Mishnah Berurah here, but these halachas have to be learned in Shulchan Aruch as well. Ze klal ha'ina. Shelo hotu l'shaker l'shabeach mikchoi b'mash einai. Step number one. You cannot lie and praise an item that you want to sell by saying it can do things, it has qualities that it doesn't have. You say, it sounds obvious, right? Well, these are Hilchos Oino. Says the Pele Yoitz, Shaloi Hutter L'Shaker U'L'Shabeach Mikchoi B'ma She'enoi. Oy Loi Ma She'kono Oiso B'Kach V'Kach, Oy She'kvar Nosnu Loi Kach V'Kach Ma She'enoi Emes. Or you already purchased it for a certain amount, or you're selling for a certain amount. If it's not true, you can't say it. And you can't show the customer that which looks great, but on the other side it's blemished. When I was reading these words preparing for the shiur, something popped into my mind. Maybe fruit. I was thinking about meat. Why meat? Because my parents, Shalom be well, they had a butcher shop when I was a child. And unfortunately, you could go buy a piece of meat. It looks nice and red and good. You've experienced that? And then you flip it over the other side and you see it's brown. Because it's really not as fresh as it looks. And of course, I grew up with my parents being honest can be. It's interesting because my great-grandfather, Olav Shalom, the Shneir Isaac HaKoyin, he was a butcher in Borough Park. This goes back many decades. My first name, Uri, is named after Shneir. Shneir, named after him. And he was known as a very honest butcher. And he's saying, anytime you show a product, the better side of it, so that a person will want to purchase it. And that blemish, that dent, that imperfection is hidden. That's all you know. This is how the Pele Yoitz is learning the sugya. Any profession. You have to, right? Whoever is involved in doing any of these types of Aino, says the Pele Yoitz, Toyavas Hashem is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I am despising that type of behavior. Kol Oise Ovel. This is not what Hashem wants from His children. And we are Hashem's children. On that note, on that point, there's a mistake people make. And they see sometimes Yidden with the Yetzer Hara got the best of them. And they don't act the way they should have acted. And they say, that's Judaism. Ah, not interested. It's Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara for the person who sees it. Yetzer Hara for the person who does the wrong thing. And no one's given excuses for the incorrect behavior. But I want to tell you something. And this is very important. We don't judge Judaism by the Jews. We judge Judaism by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. Unfortunately, there are times that we make mistakes. And the person to focus on the mistakes and say, oh, well, if that's what Yidden will do, if that's what Jews behave like this, I'm not going to be part of that group. That's the Yetzirah, who is persuading that person not to do the mitzvahs and to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's just something I wanted to share with everybody. Now we have in the last week's parasha, at the end of the parasha, Parasha Kiseitse, right before the discussion of Amalek, we had this discussion of the weights. It says, goes without saying, that a person is altering the weights in any way possible. That is usher. Sonoi mishukat chayim toyeva. He is hated, despised. He is put into chayim. It's an abomination. The kasha onchin shel midos yoisim onchin shel arayis. You hear the Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Alef tells us, we know that arayis is of the gimel chamuros, of the immorality is of the top three of the worst averus. Says the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf Alef, which we're not here going to elaborate on what that means now. Says the Gemara, because onchin shel midos, the punishment of those who alter the weights and the measurements and the scales of the product is more severe than arayus. Vekoshe onshon shel midos yoiser mi onshon shel arayus, even more than the punishment of the arayus. Bavadei she lo yitzlach, and not only this, the person who does this will not be successful. And you say, what do you mean not successful? Look at that, he made the deal. He walked out with all the money. What do you mean he's not successful? Yeah, he walked out with the money right now, but it's going to catch up to him. At the end, it's going to come back to bite him and to haunt him. Besides for the punishment that's waiting from an Olam Haba. Comes out, this person's a fool. Talking about a shoiter, right? He's a fool. Because he's putting his energy into try to trick the person. What's he accomplishing? He's digging himself a bigger pit in Gehenna. That's all he's accomplishing. He's trying to scheme and this and that to steal, and only thing he accomplishes is he's creating for himself a bigger punishment in Gehenna, and he will not benefit from here in this world as well. And even though it might look like in short term could mean a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 30 years, short term. That he benefited from it? 50 years, a short term. And as we discussed, that the biggest punishment could be that Hashem says, oh, you want to steal that money? I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to let you buy whatever fancy things you want, live the fanciest lifestyle. And the person will never think of doing tshuva. That's of the biggest punishments. I just want, I have to share with you, because it was just last week's parasha, we discussed this in the Tehillim share in the past, of this Kapitel Chav Zayin that we say during Elul of David Hashem Oyer V'Yishi. This selfish person who is involved with altering the weights, he is responsible for anti-Semitism. What's the connection? It's because the parasha, the discussion right after last week's parasha of being honest and weights, and that if you're not honest and weights, says the Ben Yishchai, actually, I keep saying that. It's the Ben Yishchai's Yortzeit 3 days ago. Today, Gimel Elul is Ben Yishchai's Yortzeit. The Rebbeinu Bachai, one of the Rishonim, Al HaTorah, he says the juxtaposition, the smichas of parashias, between these two parashias of Amalek coming right after the weights, is that if we're not honest in our business dealings, Amalek comes to do battle. Amalek comes with this anti-Semitic attack. And that's what Amalek is. Hashem lets Amalek out of the cage, comes to attack us. And then people say, oh, look at this anti-Semitism. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to do more protection. We got to go attack. You know what we have to do? Mechazek our mitzvahs. That's what we have to do. And specifically over here, the mitzvah of being honest in business.